Hello and welcome to episode 3.0 of Signifying Nothing. We're going to get back into this and we're going to try to break it down by season and or series for those of you in England right now. And what we're going to do is we'll do a bunch of shows this fall and then we'll probably take a break in the winter for a bit and then we'll get back into it. I think that that's going to work a lot better. So opening up here on episode 3.0, I need to stop talking. I was watching this weekend the big Glenn Beck rally down in Washington, D.C. I mean, these people are a joke. They're basically, you know, a Christian version of the Taliban. They want to bring God and restore all this God stuff in. And I don't want any gods. I don't want, you know, Sharia law or whatever they call it. And I don't want, you know, some kind, you know, Glenn Beck telling me that we have to base everything in God and the Bible. Fuck all of them. And when I watched this for a couple minutes, because that's all I could stand, to be honest, I immediately thought of this song. This is a band called Napalm Death. This song is called Evolved as One. Welcome back.
Voices of darkness are restricted. Restricted to a mere fraction of this earth. This earth in which we all have evolved. This earth where English people are downtrodden. Downtrodden by those who prosper from exploitation. Downtrodden by those who spy and fish your weak minds. Your weak minds!
We're mine.
I just saw Negative Approach about a month ago. They were pretty good, better than I expected, and one of the first songs they played, which is, for those of you scoring at home, my favorite Negative Approach song. That song is called Hypocrite, and I think that pretty much sums up, you know, these Tea Parties and a lot of leftist third parties too, like the Green Party, who I think are like totally full of crap too. These Tea Party people that talk about, you know, individuality and, you know, we need to be individuals and read Ayn Rand and you know, not, you know, couldn't be, you know, these sheep and all. Well, then why do you need to have these, like, big political parties that are funded by multinational corporations anyway? So how are you being an individual? I mean, that's as weak as, you know, when people think they're making a choice between Pepsi or Coke or McDonald's or Burger King. In fact, it's, you know what, I think it's fucking worse. And before that, we had Black Flag doing White Minority, which, for those of you longtime Signifying Nothing fans, will remember we played that back in like 06 or 05 or something like that, after a Fox News presenter was talking about the growing rate birth rates of Hispanics in America. And he basically came right out and said it. And I'm always blown away the balls these people have to just come out and say this shit. He said something to the effect of, and you can look it up in the show notes from back then. He said basically that white people need to have more babies. And it was just like, whoa, okay, wow. And so, you know, it seems a lot of this outrage from Glenn Beck and a lot of those people, it's all, you know, they're pissed that white people aren't, you know, that white people are going to be a minority soon. And they're pretty angry about that. And I think that's pretty pathetic, too. And opening up, as I said, we had Evolve as One by Napalm Death. And I think that pretty much sums up the whole, you know, so-called movement or whatever. That's pretty much a joke. That's like FEMA recently. I saw on another podcast that I listen to in the morning every so often. They had a thing about FEMA wants to have grassroots preparedness for people. And it's like, yeah, FEMA's doing things on the grassroots level. What a joke. So we're going to shift gears a little bit and play a couple of songs from bands from the 1997 revival. This song is by a band called 97A off of, I think, their best record. It's called Abandoned Future. And correct me if I'm wrong from back then, I think this record was delayed a while. It came out in the summer of 97, but as I recall, it was supposed to be out a bunch of months before that. Am I just like dreaming this up? But anyway, this song is called Blind Fury.
We'll be right back.
block of three 1997-era youth crew bands, although I'm not really sure if we could call 97A a youth crew band. They were lumped in with that scene a lot because they were real tight with those other bands, and Teamwork Records did put out the Growing Stronger compilation, which has Floor Punch on it, and Hands Tied is on it. Hands Tied is on that, right? I think so. And Rain on the Parade and a bunch of other bands, Atari, Ensign, and... oh, Push Too Far, right, which had members of 97A. So they kind of got lumped in with that. So we had 97A doing Blind Fury, and then we had Floor Punch doing Shotzi, which is, of course, on the LP, but is also on the new discography LP that came out, and you should check that out on 6 Feet Under Records if you haven't yet, Dave Brown's label. And then finally we had Rancor, the American Rancor, not the other one that's from Belgium, right? I think it's Belgium. They were one of those like real Rorschach-y kind of sounding bands from that scene, like Acme. Boy, was that Acme record good back then. It kind of hasn't held up. But it was, wow, at the time it was like, whoa, dude, that's really good. And Rancor, that song is called Till the End. That's from their demo. Supposedly there's a reissue of that stuff coming out for Rancor pretty soon. So, or it might actually be out yet. I'm kind of out of the loop this summer. One of the reasons why I wasn't doing the podcast was I've been kind of doing some other stuff. So I had heard that that was going to come out, and you should check that out if you haven't. The Rancor demo is pretty good. I remember not really liking the 7-inches, but that demo was pretty great, and that was a big favorite in Manahawkin back in the day, so to speak. So next up, we're going to play, what are we playing next? Oh, we're going to play some of the, I had to toggle it up, some of the stuff that we reviewed this week on Signifying Nothing. So remember, sn.wpwen.com is the website, and you should check that out. We're going to put up some reviews. As I started to do in the spring, we have a backlog of a number of years of reviews to go through, so I'm going to do a little from each year every week, hopefully. So we're going to start off with one of the better youth crew kind of style bands of the last few years. I've lost a lot of interest in this style because most of the bands are just, they just suck, let's face it. And this band is called Free Spirit. They're from Massachusetts. This song is called Stand as One.
I know. hatred, but it's fucking real.
That was for the five records we reviewed this week on Signifying Nothing, which again is located at sn.wpn.com. We mentioned Floor Punch earlier, so here are the other four going in reverse order. We had Splitting Headache off of their Night Terrors LP on Collapse Records. Then we had The Rival Mob before that, who feature members of Mind Eraser from their demo. And then another demo, the band White Walls. I think that band kind of sounds like Cold Sweat a little bit, maybe. Not as good production. That kind of style needs the heavy production like Rorschach and bands like that have. And opening up, we had Free Spirit with the song Stand As One. So next up, we are going to play the band Scapegoat from their first 7-inch. They have some new material out. There was a demo tape put out for their tour last year. But we're going to play a song from the 7-inch that came out a couple years ago. You can track down a review on Signifying Nothing of this one. This was one of my favorite records at the time. The song is called Thoughtless.
Thank you.
Their demo, which recently surfaced over on Chris Prorock's blog, More Than a Witness, which I've contributed a couple things to. I want to get back into doing that this fall, contributing some stuff now to a lot of one of the projects. I just cut myself off in mid-sentence. I cut myself off, jeez. I usually cut off other people. Now I'm cutting myself off. One of the things I did this summer was working on kind of putting together my live stuff that's gotten very disorganized over the last 5 or even 10 years. Ew, embarrassing. And I spent some time getting that together. So as I start to actually make a new list, we might have a new list soon. I'm going to be contributing some more stuff to Chris's blog. So that song was called I Hate the KKK. Before that, we had something a little different. That was Iconoclast, not to be confused with THE Iconoclast, the band from California in the 80s. That was Iconoclast from Pennsylvania / New Jersey. They're from Western New Jersey, I think, or right over the border in Pennsylvania. In the mid-90s, they were kind of a jangly emo kind of hardcore band. That song was called I Like You Less Than Apple Pie. That was a big song around here back in, 93, 94. It was on a lot of mixtapes that would come down from older hardcore people. And I've always pretty much liked it. I like that band a bit. I actually ran into a member of that band on Twitter about a year ago from another friend of mine who I thought had nothing to do with hardcore. And he said, oh, wow, Iconoclast, I know those guys. And it was just like, oh, cool. That's it's weird how that's all kind of interconnected. And before that, we had Scapegoat with the song called Thoughtless, which is on their first EP. They're supposed to have a new record out soon, as far as I know. I know there were some delays with it, so hold tight. It's coming, probably. Speaking of Painkiller Records, next up we have the band Mind Eraser. This is from a Revelation release, though, the Generations compilation, which was kind of a dud. I didn't really like it that much. It's not a matter of that I didn't like it that much, it's that I'm not that big into that kind of style of band that's on there, those bands. That's not really my thing. And there's some good stuff on there, though, like Mind Eraser. And this song is called World Unfolds, and I think this is the best song on there. So check this out. Go.
Just wait. You're back, not there to say. We forget God for day. Forget the day we stay. We, yesterday. Forget it and forget it. We have something to say. We preach on you. The crowd, every show. We're the kids, we are you. Big boys, did you wrong? Big boys, what's all down? We just have been on top. They run back to the top.
First record that was Bikini Kill doing Carnival, which is collected on the CD. There's a CD with that and the split record on it as well. You should check that out. Before that, from the We Got Power, the Party Animal compilation, that was America's Hardcore doing America's Hardcore. And before that, from the Generations compilation, was Mind Eraser doing World Unfolds. So we're going to keep going here. Here's Discharge doing It's No TV Sketch from the Decontrol record.
TV sketch!
the Permanent Twilight World album, which is one of the best records of the 90s. That was Out Cold with the opening track on that record called Useless. Before that, we had Direct Control with Hardcore for Heroin, which is on their self-titled record. And Discharge opened up with It's No TV Sketch. So we're going to keep going here for a little bit more. We're going to play a couple more songs. This band is called 149 Dead Marines. They're from the Midwest in the 80s. The song is from their second demo. It's called Abuse.
Climb me up against the wall, break a plate and crush my head. Leave me live or live it in, this thing I remember. I stick a gun barrel in my mouth. Squeeze on the trigger. Change my mind. And look at you! Drive my face through the back of your head. Strike me with a boulder head. Punch me in the face. I lash out. I stick a gun barrel in my mouth. Squeeze on the trigger. Change my mind. And look at you! Grab a cord in my arm. Punch me with the cord. I take a stand. Body bottle in my head. I stick a gun barrel in my mouth. Squeeze on the trigger. Change my mind. And look at you! Fly me up against the wall. Break a blade and cross my head. Leave me alive or dead. This thing I remember. I stick a gun barrel in my mouth. Squeeze on the trigger. Change my mind. And look at you.
Back in the spring, we played another song off of the 7-inch, but this is Piss Christ again, doing Never Give Up, which is from their split with Framteed. Before that, we had the 1.6 band doing Bullet to the Brain. They have a new reunion record out recently. I haven't had a chance to check that out yet. And before that, we had 149 Dead Marines with the song Abuse, which is on their second demo. They had two demos. So that's going to wrap things up for Signifying Nothing. I hope you like the slightly different format. I think that this is going to work out very well, although I said that last time, and then you saw how that went. And I probably said it the previous time before. Please don't check, because it's probably true. So you're going to want to check out Signifying Nothing at sn.wpn.com. There'll be some reviews up. I'm going to try something else, too, where I take old flyers from the flyer site that of shows I attended and actually write up, you know, entries about those shows. A couple other people are doing it. Mike Riley's doing that about Maryland shows, and there's a couple other people who do it, too. So I think I'm going to give that a shot probably soon, when I get a chance. So check that out. Hopefully there'll be some more with that coming soon. So to end things off, we're going to play the band Shattered Faith. This is from the American Youth Report compilation. The song is called Reagan Country, and see you next week.
Secretary James Brady, a DC police officer, and a Secret Service agent.